Welcome to the Sunday 15 edition of His Show Podcast. Wherever you are today, whether you're playing college ball, high school ball, travel ball, professional ball, this is just a quick time to get in God's Word on this Sunday morning. Just hear a little bit of what God has for you today. I've got a special guest with me today. His name is Hutch. Hutch is not a baseball guy, but he's a football guy, played collegiately, played in the NFL for a little bit. So Hutch is going to share a little bit about when I give him permission to today on his topic. You good with that, Hutch? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up, Lincoln?
I'm doing well. Today, man, I'm going to talk about something I think we can all resonate with, and it's that, hey, am I good enough? Like, and the word for today is sufficient, right? Like, you look up the word sufficient, it's enough or adequate. And I think for all of us, we can miss on either side of this. It's, hey, we have too much confidence in ourselves, or we have not enough confidence in ourselves. So today's word, sufficient, and we have our verse in 2 Corinthians 3, 4 through 5. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 through 5. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ towards God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. So the questions I think about a lot are, I hear them a lot. Like, you pull up, and maybe this has happened to you, Hutch. You ever pulled up to play the opposing team, whether you flew in, bust in, or walked up, and you look over there and you look at yourself and you think, I don't know if I or my guys have what it takes today. You ever thought that? Or maybe you never thought that, man.
Oh, dude. Yes, unfortunately, man. I remember times, especially after college, you know, trying to make a NFL team preseason game when you had a bad play or did something, and you know, you start getting those that little devil on your shoulder. Man, am I really supposed to do this? Yeah. Like, am I really supposed to be out here doing this?
Yeah, do I belong? Yeah, are they going to figure me out?
Yeah. Who's gonna call me out on?
Well, that's what I think, man. And sometimes, like, that mindset as an athlete, as a coach, if we're not careful, can transition into, am I good enough in life? You know, you grow up and you battle that playing ball. Then you get married and you think, man, do I know what I'm doing? And you don't. Then you have kids and you go through that, hey, I don't know how to be a dad. Like, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. And it's those same voices. It's that same doubt that creep in.
Just like when you're trying to follow Jesus.
Exactly. So same thing. It's like, man, they're going to find me out, or I'm an imposter. And so I just sit there, and sometimes in my walk with Christ, I'll think, you know, do I measure up? Am I good enough? Do I have what it takes? And I ask these questions all the time, and I wrestle with them. I don't just ask them. I wrestle with them. And it could be just me, but I'll talk to other people that feel the same way. But I've learned how to battle these thoughts a little bit, and it's by realizing, like, in my walk with Christ, that I realize and embrace that I don't have what it takes. And that seems countercultural, right? Like, growing up playing ball, it's always like, you do have what it takes. You do have what it takes. But I'm telling you, we do have what it takes when we realize we don't have what it takes. Does that make any sense? So I've been thinking about that, and I'm not good enough. I don't measure up, but Jesus Christ is. And Jesus is good enough. And he's already paid the ultimate price for me. And I tell you, when this really became real to me, we used to take these baseball teams down to the Dominican Republic, and we'd go do mission work at orphanages and things like that. So we went to an orphanage for abused girls, like abused females, ages, man, little babies all the way up to 14. And we're playing with them, we're hanging out with them, and at the end they get together and sing this song. And they said, I am because the great I am says I am. And I just remember it stuck with me. I just had my first daughter, and I'm thinking, man, I get chills thinking about it. We live in a world that says constantly, you're only as good as what you produce. You ain't good enough. You'll never have what it takes. And, man, we can rest in the fact these girls, all they've been through, they have realized the truth of God's word, that if the I am, which is God, says that I'm good enough and worthy, then I have what it takes. And, man, I'm telling you, that's really started to change the way I think, because when I'm approaching anything, I'm like, hey, I don't have what it takes. Christ in me has what it takes. Regardless of what the score is, whether I'm 0 for 4, get cut, whatever. At the end of the day, I know whose I am. And man, God says I am good enough, and the power of Him is what gets me through that. So that's something that I think that's really been resonating with me. So in like in your life, Hutch, those situations where you think you're not good enough, maybe it's not playing in the NFL anymore or getting cut, but it could be just trying to earn a living or trying to love your wife or trying to raise your kids. Like, how do you feel like God's word and knowing whose you are gives you the strength to do that?
Because He tells me so, and He's still talking to me. And I learned real quick, if a coach has to tell you something several times, or if a coach stops talking to you, even if he's saying things that are hard to hear, that's when you need to get worried. You know, I know those things because I still, you know, hear them and see these things. And, you know, one thing I just always kind of go back to sports, just it's like when you were going through a tough, you know, tough time or trying to get something right that wasn't clicking, it's like, you know, how did you respond to that, right? It's like, you know, you had to pick yourself up and almost like take it to another level, man. And I think that's what Jesus wants to do for us, is like, man, just because you're done playing sports doesn't mean you can't be tough anymore. And you know what I mean? And a leader, and that's in your house with your, you know, with your marriage, with relationships. You know, it's, I think as athletes, and on any level, or on any team that you've ever been on, you know, there's a unique aspect to that. And I think that, you can use that in life, man.
I agree. And so if you're having those thoughts, whether it's today or another time, like, hey, I don't know if I have what it takes, I'm not good enough, I don't measure up, I'm here to tell you that God tells us, hey, we don't measure up. That's why God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross in our place. And because of what Jesus has done, we do measure up. And that's like that verse says, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. So back end here, just kind of switching a quick gear. I've spent a lot of time chasing things for fulfillment in my life. I mean, I really have, whether it's a little bit more money. Hey, I was 2 for 4. What if I'd have been 3 for 4? What if I play here? Like, I'm just chasing a little bit more. And I tell you what I've discovered is everything that I need, everything that gives me fulfillment and peace, God's already given me. And the things that bring the most peace and fulfillment, sometimes they don't come with a price tag. They can't be earned. Because as athletes, you continue to try to reach the next level, only to find when you reach that next level, you're trying to reach the next level. And you never really reset. There's never sufficiency. And that's the gospel at work. Like, contentment is in the sufficient grace of Jesus. That's what brings us peace. And the other thing is, what people need to realize, you just touched on this, Hutch, you can be content without being complacent. Right? Like, you don't have to turn soft. Like, hey, I just sit around all day. I'm content. The contentment we have in Jesus is what gives us the desire to pursue excellence in our craft. Like, if I'm knowing that God has saved me and He's gifted me to do this, I want to pursue even more excellence to give back to Him what He's gifted me with, knowing that my performance doesn't dictate how He feels about me.
Yeah. I don't think Jesus wants to, stifle, that passion, you know, that I know I have inside of me. I know that you have inside of you. I think that's why He talks a lot about self-control. You know, it's like, I'm a dangerous man now, but like, I have a higher authority that's like giving me, you know, this way to plug it in and channel it a little bit. And, without that, you know, where would I be, man? And it does feel good for a coach to tell you that you're enough and you're doing good. You know, today it feels good when my wife tells me that I'm enough for her and our boys, man. I mean, and I just think that I've kind of forgotten and bringing that back, that you can have that same passionate feeling for life, just like you did in athletics, with the word of God to kind of coach you up, really.
No, it does. And it's like, you don't have to turn off that intensity. You don't have to turn off, because I might look normal on the outside, but like you, like inside, I'm a wild dog. Like, I'm just crazy, right? And I'm learning, I don't have to stifle that, but I need to bring that under the power of God so he can control the direction of those desires. One of a small illustration I'll leave you with, I read this in the Wild at Heart written by John Eldridge, and he talked about how sometimes as men, we're taught or we feel like we have to get rid of all that competitive desire, all those things inside of us, when in reality, it's just about guiding it. And he used Jesus in his, as an example, and he used the illustration of a surgical scalpel. He said a scalpel was created very sharp because its purpose is to save lives when it needs to be, a life needs to be saved. He said, but also used in the wrong way, a scalpel can kill somebody if it's used as a weapon. He said the way to fight that is not to dull the scalpel out, because then if you need it to save a life, it's ineffective. He said you need to keep the scalpel as sharp as possible, but keep it in the case and only bring it out when it needs to be used. And he talked about Jesus. Jesus was the embodiment. He had righteous anger. He never sinned, but he had things broke his heart. Things moved him to passion. He never dulled that out, but he only used it at the appropriate time. So just like you said, us as men, that intensity, that desire, those things we have aren't to be dulled out because we're going to need them, but they need to be kept in the case till the proper time that we can use them. And like, as we're closing out, with the excellence, man, bring that. By all means, run the race to win. Do your best. You maximize your calling and your gifting. But don't be surprised if there's a lack of fulfillment that comes when you catch what you've been chasing. Sometimes the saddest thing, you've probably seen this, Hutch, is we chase things that God never created to give us fulfillment. God actually lets us get our hands on those only to show us that's what we weren't created for anyway. Those things weren't even meant to fulfill us. It's just another check on the box. So whatever you're going through, you think you're not good enough, I'm here to tell you God says you are sufficient, and we achieve not necessarily for victory, but from a place of victory. And his power is perfected in our weakness. We want to hide our weakness, but to close out verse is 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. We don't even know how powerful God is until we realize how weak we are. So however you feel today, whether you don't feel sufficient, you don't feel good enough, I'm here to tell you that God's word says because of what he has done, you are sufficient. So rest in that. Go get him today. Go get them this weekend, knowing that God says you're good enough when you rest in him. And I appreciate you guys joining us. Hutch, thanks for chiming in, buddy. Great to have you with us. This was an edition of the His Show Podcast, Sunday 15.